our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe. Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear, He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring biscotti with vegan spread, sweet and sour cucumber, and deep-fried seaweed with white rice.
Hello there. How are you?
Is vegetarian good? You try some? Wonderful. I trust you like it. Today, we are going to make another simple, nutritious, and delicious meal. Namely, just seaweed, deep fried, and white rice sesame. And also, to combined with it, we will have sweet and sour cucumber, carrot, or just cucumber.
Yeah.
We can have all variety, cucumber, carrot, onions, or we can just have cucumber, or we can just have carrot, onion. It depends. So, while waiting for the ori to be heated, I prepared some appetizer. In case the seaweed fry and rice is not enough for you, we prepare you some appetizer in advance. These are soya trench. They made it look like those that you are familiar with, except that it's completely vegan. And you can buy them in health food store. They call it a soya trench. It come out like just one trench like this at a time, many trenches. All you do is just find some biscuit and put it on top. One, it's nutritious. It's have a purifying effect when you eat it with biscuit. Biscuit is a kind of toasted bread. They made it ready in a package. So you put the soya trench on top. That's all there is. And place it on a plate. in case you don't like that, we also prepare herbal cheese, vegan cheese, soya cheese. We spread it on another piece of biscuit, like that, as thick as you want. And we place it next to that one. And in case you still like variety, or you want to share it with other people, here we have olive paste. You can buy them in their jar already, or you can make your own. This I use black olive paste. And all we do is spread it on the biscuit. Oh, you share this with your friend. Just be wonderful. It's so simple, nutritious, tasty, appetizing. Voila. Now we have three pieces. We can have some more. We can have another one with mushroom paste, which is delicious also. This you can buy in any health food store. You can even buy them in supermarket. And the seaweed also, you can buy it anywhere. And olive paste, you can buy them anywhere. Any supermarket, any store. The biscuit is very convenient to make many things, to put anything on it. You can even just have vegan butter on it, and it tastes good already. You can have the herbal vegan cheese that I've just put on it. That's called chive cream cheese, with chive and vegan cream cheese. This is a mushroom paste. We put them together. Delicious. Deliciously good. The mushroom paste, I showed you last time, In a can. You can make your own. This is your appetizer. I put it aside. The oil takes some time to heat up. So meanwhile, I will prepare other things, like sweet and sour cucumber. If you don't have enough time, you turn the heater off and wait in any case. It doesn't matter that much. I think I turned the heat off a little bit because I'm still making cucumber here. If I make it alone, it's quicker, but because I'm explaining and all that, it takes some time. For cucumber, we just use fresh cucumber then. You can also use ready-made cucumber. We get cucumber. Cut them thinly. Slice it thinly. Chop them into triangle or around. We can add some carrot for color, if you like. Decorate it a little bit, make it like a flower. Yeah. Cut a trench into the carrot. Lengthwise. Like that. And it will look like a flower when you cut it. Slide it thin so that it easily absorbs the substance, the liquid that you're going to marinate it into. Just vinegar, salt, and sugar. That should be enough for now. We leave it there. Gonna mix the sugar and salt. For the sauce, we put like 4 teaspoons of vinegar is good enough. And then 2 teaspoons of brown sugar. You can use balsamic vinegar. That the white vinegar just look cleaner, clearer. 1 teaspoon of salt. And a little water, distilled water. It's better warm water. If it's a warm water, it dissolves quicker. We put in like 4 tablespoons of hot water. And mix well together. Can taste it if that's what you like. It's fine. Can always put more sugar, more salt, yeah, more vinegar, to taste the way you want. You can also dash in a little ground pepper if you want. Optional. That's good. For this, if you want the texture, the liquid to look clearer, you put white sugar instead. More sweetener. Now we put the carrot in there. For color, eh? Doesn't have to be. And then the cucumber. And that is standby. Until you have your meal ready, you can add it into your rice dish together with the deep fried seaweed. You see, because deep fried seaweed have a little fatty nature. We don't want to get too fat, do we? So, this sour vinegar, marinade, and cucumber will neutralize it. It's good. It's good. We leave it aside. Now we do something else. Now we can fry our seaweed, eh? The seaweed, of course, you buy in supermarket, It's very thin. Like paper. I have here 3 pieces. The one that you use for sushi or similar kind is fine. We can cut it into decent pieces using scissors. And not too long, so it can be easy handled. About your finger size, you know, your finger length is good enough. And you cut them into 2 finger size. 2-3 fingers, fine. We'll keep it there. Or you can just tear it to small pieces like this. It's fine also. Yeah. You can cut them into triangles. Keep it ready now. And you will use either chopstick or something to grab the seaweed. You put in only 2-3 pieces at a time because it will burn very fast. The oil is heated to the high temperature and it will burn very fast. If you worry, you put it on a little low first and in case it burns. Then you can get used to with the temperature and then you put more and more. I just cut a few pieces of bell pepper for decoration. Just to make it look good on your plate and appetizing. Also, of course, you can eat it, huh? What do you think? You can eat this. I just prepare the plate. And when the seaweed ready, we put them on. You eat it with white rice, or brown rice is fine. sprinkle some sesame powder on it. Or, you know, whole sesame roasted. It's good. There's some more for color for the kids. They like color. I have washed them. And soak them in salty water and wash them well already. Nice. Check out the oil now. Ah, it's hot enough. We're gonna fry it now. All we do is just get hold of one piece and fry it. You just count to four. You put one or two pieces in there, and heat the oil and count 1, 2, 3, 4, and you take them out. And put it on the kitchen towel or a plate so that the oil will be absorbed. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get it out. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. See that? 1, 2, 3, 4. Get it out quick. Otherwise, it would taste bitter, you know? It will burn. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take it out. You can grab 2, 3, 4 pieces at one time and put it in the deep fried oil and get it out. Put them out a little separately so the oil will be absorbed. It will look just like this. It's curled up a little bit. It's smaller than the way you have cut it before. It shrunk. You can count 4 or 5. Don't leave it in too long. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. Now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Depends on how hot your oil is. If it goes like this immediately, that means oil is very hot, and so it's good enough to count to 4 or 5. Seaweed is very nutritious, according to research. We're done now. That should be enough. It will be crispy like potato chips. So all we do is prepare a plate of rice, put it on top, yeah, and sesame, and we can eat it already. We can either sprinkle the sesame powder now on top, and it's still hot and oily and wet, or we can sprinkle it direct on rice later. And it's just aromatic and also very, very nutritious. Hey guy.
Hi.
I just invite you tasting the banquet. You guys can sit there.
Okay, great.
And that bench together, yeah. And first you can taste the appetizer.
Sure.
Pray, thank God before you eat. Listen to your mama here.
Yes.
Like usual.
Yes.
You pick what you like, huh?
Okay. Yes, sure.
Yeah. And then you can eat the rice.
Mm.
It's simple and nice, huh? The biscuit.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, yeah. Very nice.
Biscuit, you can spread anything on it, and it tastes nice in any case.
I love chives.
Chive cheese is nice, huh? Yeah. Who say vegan is not exciting, huh? Yes, very, very exciting indeed. And you see all the color we use from the vegetable kingdom and fruit kingdoms, it's just really out of this imagination, huh? Yes. Out of this world.
You can have all kind of thing, and it's so nice. If you like something else, I can make some more appetizing. It's just for the viewers. Mm-hmm. And you guys are kind of models only, yeah? So don't dream that you're going to eat all that. Oh, you will. You're welcome to all that. It's too much for my breakfast anyway. I haven't eaten breakfast, so that shall be my breakfast. And lunch and dinner, perhaps, together. Or at least breakfast and lunch. Brunch. Help yourself.
Thank you.
You eat the rice with the deep-fried seaweed. Which is the black thing, and sesame there. And sweet and sour cucumber. Fresh. Of course, you can eat the mango afterward. Mango and other stuff, yeah. You can put more sesame if you want. Hmm? The sweet and sour stuff there.
Yeah, that looks
good. The sweet and sour cucumber. Good. If you want to, you can, you know, the liquid. It's okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have to put some soya sauce on it, huh?
Yes.
Mm. And the cucumber you have, right? Yes. They are good combination, okay? With sesame powder, roasted sesame. It's nice, huh? Tell you. And the biscuit that you ate, was it good?
Very delicious.
Yeah, delicious. Fantastic. And you know, it also acts as the absorbent, because if you eat something not good, your stomach feel a little upset, you eat the biscuit. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, burnt toast. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you're on the road, you don't have a chance to burn the toast.
Yes.
So you just buy some biscuit like that, the toasted bread, dry bread, and eat it with anything or alone with some tea or water, and then your stomach feel better. It absorbs all the poison, you know, as much as it can. Mm. Mm-hmm. So in case you eat something you don't feel well, you just eat some biscuit later on. It's good, isn't it? Yes. Simple and nice.
What is the black one?
The black one is olive. Try it. Olive paste. take it. We have more. I can make more later. It's for eating. Whatever else you like, you tell me. I make some more.
Yes, thank you. I love olives, so this is...
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Mm. This is the olive paste. You can buy them anywhere and just spread it on, baby. That's it.
Mm.
Of course, it's nice also with French bread, huh? But I like it with biscuit. One is a little oily, and one is dry and absorbent, so you're not worried to get fat too much. And it doesn't feel too oily in your stomach either. It's kind of good combination.
Mm-hmm.
It cancels each other out, and you just have a good taste without worrying gaining weight. Mm. You guys won't gain weight, I guess. Wait until you like me, then you start worrying. I'm not worrying either. I don't have much time to eat so much, so that cancel out too. And if someday I'm too busy, I can't eat for 1 day, 2 days, wow, that's fantastic. It just loses the weight by itself. And then another day I have time, I eat a lot, so it's fine. Or not eat a lot. So I never worry so much. Everything natural, eh? So you're enjoying, huh?
Yes.
Wonderful. Bless you. Being such a good customer. You have a chance to be invited again and again. If you're easy to please. Anywhere you go, you're welcome, eh? Good. But these are good things, you know, my goodness. You would welcome yourself. Any case, I hope the viewers will also be enjoying this, because it's so simple to make. You want some of this?
Sure, those.
There
my favorite.
Oh, it's good, good for you. And you can eat the rest of this as well.
Thank you.
I can make new one anytime. And then you can have some more of this seaweed. Yeah? You know, I like the bigger plate. It's better for...
It looks nice.
Oh, for decoration.
Right.
It's better when you have a big plate. It's easier to spread out things. When it's so hot and crispy, it's nice.
Like a variation of a French fry.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But more nutritious, I guess. I'm trying to be good. If you guys cheat me or not. Saying it's good when it's not good. No? You're good.
That's good.
You're honest. Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
To your health and to your hand.
Thank you.
Don't have a wrestle again. I'm sorry, your cup is a little smaller. But you're an extra, you see? And I am a main star. Wow. Wow. It's all empty.
Yes, very good.
It don't look as good as before, that's the problem. That was before and this is after. Wow. But that means the food is good, eh?
Yes, yes, very good.
Well, I hope you guys don't mind a too small plate.
Oh, no.
But this plate, I bought it just for cooking show, you know. Normally, I don't use it myself. But I tasted the food. It's really good. I'm very happy with my cooking talent. It wasn't much of the cooking. That's the point, you know. Mostly raw.
Yes.
This is so beautiful because they combine, you know, and just tastes great. Very simple and great and nutritious. Easy to make, easy to digest, easy to enjoy.
Yes, yes.
I hope you don't mind the big plate. It's the same content.
Sure.
You guys eat more with a small plate than I do. We share anyway. The thing is, when the plate is big, I like it better. So I can spread it out with the decorative pattern or make it look more presentable. Or you can do it in a smaller version, but I like to spread out. Like most of the people, if they're small, they like things big. And if they're big guys, like small things. As big guys like small girl, and big woman like a small guy. You often see that.
Yes.
You often see the skinny guy and small, and next to his wife is about four times his size and double his height and everything, and they're very happy. That seems like ideal couple. And you see small girls always drive big car, you know?
Yes.
Like big and spacious car. And big guys sometimes love small, cute coupe. Anyway, it's the same content.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tastes just as good in a small plate.
Yes.
Anyway, we don't have enough room there to spread your wings. Yeah, I probably have to buy a new table, my goodness. This table is for my working, you know, for office work and cooking show. I use the one thing for many things, so just I don't have to buy a lot. I don't have to buy a big house either. Otherwise, I have to have a cooking showroom, yeah,
yes.
Especially just for me. And, you know, look at my kitchen. I like that. So small, next to the wall, and don't have much of anything. And normally, when you do this kind of cooking show, you have to have an island kitchen. That means right in the middle of the room. Then you can show off everything and the camera right on your face. But I'm going to revenge. I'm going to get one. One day. We have a new place and I have to make it, you know, showing. Yeah, like you can see the face and what you're doing easier than the face in the wall kitchen. Yeah? Mm. That's all. Okay, never mind. We still had many meals, facing the walls, cooking. It should be okay. The thing is, whatever we have is perfect, right? Can always manage. Okay, you want anything else?
No, thank you, Master. That was wonderful.
Yeah, I'm full.
Happy?
Oh, yes.
Very happy.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Me too. I truly am happy with my food. It was so simple, but tasty.
Yes.
When you fry the seaweed, it's different than when you eat it raw, like sushi. It's just different taste.
It was a pleasure to have you with us for Between Master and Disciples. And now, Good People, Good Works up next after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May heaven shower your life with blessings.